All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Hwai Inge Shachlach from the Ntlakepmuk Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkanaa, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a subject, and it's on growth. We have our some of our regular co-hosts here, Wegadesk, the president of Minnetkata Park Association, my brother Shkwai Shachlach. And we also have a pre-recorded interview with Anna Marcus, and that's coming up too. So we're going to start off with some Iced Earth, one of my favorite bands out of Germany. And the name of their song is called Dracula, and really kind of reminds me of the Counselor Fari. So have a listen, enjoy everyone. Thank you for joining us.
My eyes, memories cut.
Yeah, it was Iced Earth Dracula, the name of their song, and one of my favorite bands out of Germany. And we welcome everybody from all over the world, from Germany, from Australia, from England, India, Russia, Ukraine, China, Korea, Japan, wherever you are in this world. We send all our positive energy out to you and welcome you to join us on our odyssey of growing humanity. So we have a show coming up, and right now we have Wegedusk and Celia with us. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Super good. Thanks for having us on, Chief.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you guys for joining us. And we have a super awesome show coming up, and our subject is going to be on growth. But first, let's get this started with some deep breaths. And Wegedusk, could you please and thank you lead us through some breaths?
Absolutely. This is my favorite thing to do in the entire world, guys. Three huge deep breaths. Emotionally take in all the nutrients that this wonderful air has for us. And on the exhale, really just let everything go. A real emotional cleanse. And let's relax our belly, our lips, our neck, our shoulders, and get ready for a good three deep breaths in 3, 2, 1. Let's go all the way in. In through the nose and out. Out through the mouth. Yeah, let's do two more of those. Let's go. And on this last one, let's go all the way in. And at the top, take in a little bit of extra air. And release. Wow, so good.
Wow, man, that's so awesome. Getting that oxygen into our brains, our lungs, and getting us ready for an excellent subject matter that we like to discuss here. So first, we'll start off with you, Wegedusk, on growth.
Growth, what a great subject, Chief. And what growth reminds me of is kind of like the harvest, the stuff that is the bounty. You know, we put in our hard work, we do our deep breaths, we do our studying, we do our learning, we do our character development. And what comes from all of the stuff that we do to make ourselves better is the growth. And the interesting thing about the growth that I find is you would think, well, I've grown now, so things are going to be a little bit easier for me. And I think in some aspects, things do become easier, but also the Creator is able to give you more responsibilities and more duties. And so growth is really awesome. I love growth. I think we should always be growing, or at least be open to it. And deep breaths help me with that, that's for sure. How about you, Celia? What do you think about growth?
I love what you were saying about harvest. That's such a beautiful way to put it. I'm just thinking of growth from a point of view that, yes, it's almost like a philosophy of living, but it's action oriented, which is it starts with a decision to learn, because learning and growth to me are part. Our partners. And that it starts with like that openness to receive and perceive if it's done from a variety of angles. So having that nimbleness, that mental nimbleness, is really helpful. And effort, as you were saying, you were talking about all the hard work that goes in the process of growing, and that ability to question, experiment, and test and play with ideas or play with different learnings that come our way. And then that reflection and integration process, and then applying and practicing and allowing more to unfold from that application and practice of what gets absorbed in the growth that happens in the learning. Those are the types of things that come to mind. I love that metaphor of the harvest, though. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. And as for what brought me to this whole growth part is just everything that we go through in life. You know, as we're going through life, we're going through some pretty tough times, rough times, but those are what help us grow also.
Yes.
Kind of goes back to that whole story of the Cecropia moth and just the struggle to get out and explore. And when we're going through those things, we're actually helping our minds expand, our hearts expand, even our spirit and emotions to expand and grow. And just like a tree, we get these rinds that go on basically into our minds and hearts and kind of like strengthens us for the next wave that we're going to be facing.
Oh.
So it's it's just one of those tremendous things that we can, you know, be aware of the struggles that we go through and just accept it because it's part of our growth process.
Mm-hmm.
And
it actually creates that opening for resilience building.
Mm-hmm.
that we can develop resilience from it.
Yeah,
that's right. It reminds me of a story that I heard about the gods creating a world with no winter, and when they left and came back, we had been like, we were either fat and lazy or predators had really taken advantage of us in an easy way.
Mm.
So they said, okay, we don't want to be around these guys all the time, so we'll create a winter, and that will force them to evolve and grow, sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And wonderful. Both of you had some really insightful, incredible thoughts and just adding to that whole growth for us, for our minds and hearts, and with all our listeners all throughout the world. You know, each time we all share our own perspectives on these things, it helps us to grow a little more and learn a little more and be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And helps us to be involved in making this place a very positive and beautiful place, as it should be, not only for the present, but, you know, for the future also. And so I really appreciate both of you for coming on live and sharing with us and just helping us be prepared for our journeys throughout our lives. So I really thank and appreciate both of you.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
All the best, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to Eagle Nation. Bye for now.
Yes, thank you, Wegedisk. Bye for now, and we'll be looking forward
to
hearing you later on next week. So, yeah,
that was
bye for
great,
now.
And thanks for the topic and also the contributions you were adding too with the tree and the water like that example. That's really true with the resilience piece.
Yeah, thank you. And
thank you
for all your participation, your enthusiasm, and just willingness to come on live radio and share some of your energy and your mind. So just lots of appreciation. And
stay safe and have a good day, everyone.
Yes, and lots of love to you. And have a great week and weekend, and we'll talk to you again very soon, and with my brothers and my niece. So bye for now.
Bye for now.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Minnetonka Park Association, and also Wegedisk, our champion, high diving champion of the world. And we're going to carry on with our program, get on with our show, and we're going to, upcoming next, we're going to be playing the recorded interview of Anna Marcus, one of our young stars and achievers that came to our program through Lady Faima. our production manager here at Free Voices. So we're going to play her a song, though, and it's a cover, and it's a guitar finger style cover of Heathens by 21 Pilots. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show. Enjoy, everyone. A guitar finger style cover of Heathens by 21 Pilots, and we played that for a very special person, Anna Marcus, and here's the interview. Just a minute here. Sorry about that. Here it is now.
Hello?
Hello, Anna Marcus?
Hello.
Hi. This is Khwaeng Shakhlak from the radio program Free Voices up at Simon Fraser University.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I know our production manager, Lady Fahima, arranged that we'd have an interview.
She did.
Yes, yes. And we thank you for joining us, and for our audience out there that doesn't know, Anna Marcus was a professional Irish dancer, started at age 5 and retired by age 18. And that's correct, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so here at Free Voices, we really believe in culture, tradition, and heritage, that it makes a very significant difference in our lives, and it
connects us to our own lives. It gives us a compass in purpose for us as individuals and also for humanity. And I know in our own native culture and traditions, we do our own dancing and ceremonies. And so for us, our regalia and outfits are very significant. And so we would like, we would like to get some insight into your outfits and regalia and how they helped you in accomplishing all the success in your dancing career.
Yeah, for sure. So my first dress, when you first start Irish dancing, it's a dress that's designed by the owner of your Irish dancing school. So my first competition dress when I was 5 years old was a black velvet dress with a Celtic design on the front and then a little cape on the back. And then once you get into higher levels, you get a new dress, which is still more traditional and still designed by the owner of the dance school. So we called ours the red dresses because they were red velvet with Celtic designs. And then when you get into what's called the championship levels, you get a solo dress. And those are different to each individual dancer. So everything is handmade and designed specifically for each dancer. So when you first get into championships, you usually buy secondhand dresses from the higher level dancers. And then once you get into the highest level, that's when you start getting your own dresses specifically designed for you. So you get to choose the color and the design and the style, and everything is tailored to you specifically as a dancer.
Wow, that's so incredible. And are you able to hand those down to, like, your family members and other people that are involved in your dancing?
Yeah, so you can resell them or, donate them. But they're usually resold to dancers in some of the lower levels. When you get to the high levels and you start to become more recognized within the competition community and the judges, you tend to get a new dress every year just to keep on track with the styles that are trending.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's so, that's pretty...
It gets quite expensive, which is why we resell the old dresses.
Okay. Yeah, and it must really help you out with your own creativity and abilities, because I noticed how intricate your artwork is on your Instagram page. It's just so incredible, amazing, intricate, and connected with nature. It just blows my mind on how beautiful it is.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and so I do know that Lady Fahima was letting me know that you're willing to come up to the radio station and join us and have another interview there, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, it'll be so awesome. But for now, I guess I'm going to have to let you go for... And I know things are busy with you, with schooling, with all your activities. So I really appreciate and thank you for joining us live and just sharing some insight into your what you've accomplished and done. And maybe it'll go into the airwaves and produce some positivity and encouragement to those that are looking into the same line of getting involved with Irish dancing and that culture and traditions and heritage.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, so thank you so much, and looking forward to to meeting up with you soon, and just have a great rest of your week and day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Lovely talking to you again.
All right. Thank you, and bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're back, and that was the interview with Anna Marcus, and we're going to continue on with our show, and we have a special guest with us today, Juju.
Hi, everyone. My name is Juanita, but you can call me Juju. I'm the volunteer coordinator here at CJSF, and I'm happy to be online.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a song from you that you picked out, and could you introduce the song?
So the song I picked out is from this, she's East African Tanzanian. She's an artist that's been producing in Vancouver in Canada. Her name is Trunesh. She's very indie, very alté, and she tries to mix East African beats with like what you consider alt-rock in a very beautiful way. The song I particularly picked today is from her album Satin Cassette. The song is called Coco Marijuana, and it's super nice, and I hope everyone resonates with it. Talks about like she talks about mythology and like perception of women and God and who God really is in her perception, and she ends it with a nice little echoing of God as a woman in a very beautiful way. So I hope everyone likes it. I love it so much.
I'm sure everyone will too. And thank you so much for just joining us and sharing some of your music with us, and we'll be looking forward to bringing you on again every once in a while and listening to your music.
I'm excited. Yeah. Alrighty.
So without further ado, we have this on, and it's called Coco Marijuana. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you, everyone.
Alrighty, have a good one.
Yeah.
God is a woman, and God is a woman, God is a woman.